Hello, it's Doug Brown joining Brendan Stone today on Unusual Sources at CFMU Radio, 93.3 FM in McMaster University. So about a month or so ago, we did an interview about the situation with our post office and the government's plans to end home delivery, a very important issue and one that has a lot of people concerned and upset. So, and we want to stay on top of this because there it's going to be a battle. There's going to be a fight back. And so today we have joining us Jerry DeVoe. Jerry is the National Director for Ontario of Canadian Union of Postal Workers. So I have Jerry on the line. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Doug. How are you today?
I'm very well. So, Jerry, maybe you could just sort of go over with us what's happening right now. Like, I saw in the news that there's a number of communities where they're going to be losing their home delivery in a very short time.
That's correct. In my area of responsibility, Oakville will be losing its door-to-door delivery next month. I believe it's October the 17th is the scheduled date of implementation for Oakville. And that's going to affect 26,000 points of call within the Oakville area. Next year, the corporation has since announced 11 more locations in southwestern Ontario. Hamilton Mountain being one of the 11 locations that will be affected next year, one of the largest locations that will be affected next year. There's also Milton, Georgetown, Acton, Tecumseh, Stratford, Delhi, Tillsonburg, Whitby, and I believe it's Markham, Unionville, and Simcoe as well are on the list for the elimination of door-to-door in southwestern Ontario, as well as a number of other locations across Canada set for the elimination of door-to-door next year.
Yeah, that's really hitting close to home for us, Hamilton Mountain and Oakville especially. You know, there is a pushback from the public and from the union. So I understand that there's been a court challenge initiated.
That is correct. Yes, the union has filed a court challenge with a number of other individuals in the petition as well, who are going to be a party to the petition against stating that this is unconstitutional, that the government and the corporation do not have the right to do this. They were mandated under the Canada Post Act to conduct a mandate review this year, and they did not conduct that mandate review. Instead, they unilaterally, Canada Post and the government, announced these changes without giving the public or business or the unions an opportunity to have dialogue on this matter, on these matters, as to how we believe the future of Canada Post, how it should look. They just moved unilaterally, no consultation whatsoever. Even with the implementation of the door of the CMB sites in Oakville, for example, talking to residents in Oakville, you know, they said that they were told by their city council, it was their city council's understanding, and they were told by the corporation that the communities would be consulted on with regard to the location of the CMB sites. None of that occurred. The corporation simply went out, identified the locations unilaterally, and installed the locations without any dialogue with the community whatsoever, without any dialogue with the residents of the community whatsoever.
Yeah, they really seem to be lacking in any kind of public consultation. And then when they do, I understand that, you know, they did a review last year, but the results aren't public.
Well, what they did was the corporation commissioned two reports. One that they publicized widely was a study conducted by the Council of Canada, and it was supposed to be an unbiased report, and yet the CEO of Canada Post sits on the board, so we don't know how that's unbiased. And then they turned around and they commissioned a secret report that we found out through the Freedom of Information Act and were able to get access to. Unfortunately, it was about an 823-page report, of which 711 pages were redacted out of the report that they released to the union and to the public. And that was a study on postal banking and the feasibility or the profitability of postal banking. And that report did come back saying that it was their view that postal banking would in fact be very profitable and would be a good solution to Canada Post's financial troubles.
Yeah, and postal banking is something that's quite common in other countries.
That's correct. And we know categorically that in those other countries, they, I believe it's 65 to 75% of their overall revenues are generated through postal banking. And so it only makes sense for the post office here in Canada to go into postal banking. And in fact, Canada Post in the past did have a postal bank and just eliminated it in the 60s.
Well, yeah, you know, a year ago I was in France and lost my traveler's checks, and it was so convenient. I just went to the nearest post office and got everything sorted out. So it would be a logical service and one that's very common elsewhere. The other thing that I've noticed, I think everybody notices this, is the there's so many money marts and payday loan outfits around, which to me is a visible indicator that a lot of people don't have good bank access.
Absolutely, and that's been one of our arguments all along. You know, you look at these money marts, and I understand people are in the business of making money, but the amount that they charge citizens to cash a check or to get an advance on a check are astronomical. And these are individuals who, for whatever reason, don't have access to regular bank accounts. You know, Canada Post certainly would be able to establish a service, you know, that could provide a decent service to Canadian citizens at a fair rate instead of the outrageous amounts that these money marts are charging citizens to utilize their services.
Right, and then there's so many communities that just don't have, you know, in the rural areas, they don't have a financial institution.
And again, that's another one of our points, Doug. Canada Post is in every community, and yet, you know, if you go into the rural areas, try and find a bank. You know, many small rural areas don't have a bank, but there's a post office in those small rural areas, and we could provide a good service to those citizens. You know, and it doesn't just have to be postal banking. It can be licensing services that we could provide to Canadian citizens as well. You know, passport services, things of that nature. You know, again, we used to provide passport services. We could start doing it again in all communities so people don't have to travel great distances or deal with the internet or whatever the case may be. They can deal with a person face-to-face to get these services. And they're all valuable services to the citizens of this country.
Right. And you know, Canada Post being a long-established public institution, there's a trust factor, you know, for banking and for mail. You know, I think everybody has a high degree of confidence. You mail off a check, you know, pay a bill or whatever, that it's getting there. It's a very, very secure, system. On the point of security, I've noticed that the federal government has been proposing to contract out work that is currently being done by permanent employees.
Well, I'm not 100% sure what you're referring to when you say contract work out.
Well, I mean things like say cleaning and so on.
Well, cleaners who work in Canada Post currently are contracted services.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are unionized. A number of them are unionized. Some of them are unionized by the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. Some are unionized by other organizations out there. You know, so they're not a part of they've never been a part of Canada Post work per se, as we understand it. What we do understand, or what I've been hearing as of late, with the implementation of the CMB and the elimination of door-to-door, in these communities where CMBs are now being implemented, private contractors are offering their services to pick your mail up at the CMB site and deliver it to your door for you. So if you live in a more affluential neighborhood and you can afford to have someone go pick up your mail, they'll go do it for you. Service that you used to be provided for that fee that was paid for to mail that letter, these people will now be paying someone else to go pick it up and deliver it to their door. For those people who can't afford that services, they're now going to be required to go to the CMB and pick up the mail themselves. And that goes for anybody who may be elderly or differently abled, things of that nature. The expectation is that they go pick up their mail or they get someone to pick it up for them. You know, a family member or a friend or a neighbor or the neighbor's kids or a grandchild, something like that. It's just gotten a little bit ridiculous.
Right. Now, one thing that's always cited, particularly by this government, is cost cutting. But I understand that Canada Post is a moneymaker.
Well, prior to 2011, 16 out of 17 years, Canada Post made a profit and, in fact, gave back to the Canadian citizens $1.5 billion in dividends. That's a pretty good rate of return on a company, Crown Corporation, owned by the Canadian citizens, their mandate is not to make a profit. Their mandate is to be self-sufficient and to take those revenues and put them back into services for Canadians. That's what the Canada Post Act says. That act is still in place today. That's what the act says. Now, since 2011, the corporation lost money, not disputing that. However, in the second quarter of this year, it seems to be turning around again. They hadn't implemented the elimination of door-to-door delivery in any location. Everybody in Canada who was previously getting door-to-door delivery was still getting it in the second quarter of this year. And Canada Post turned a $51 million profit in the second quarter. So without implementing this change, the corporation seems to be already turning that corner and on the road to recovery again. You know, as the economy recovers, people are utilizing e-commerce, requesting more parcels be delivered to their home. And you made the comment about Canada Post being a trusted service, and I agree with you, Doug. Canada Post is one of the most trusted services in Canada, and the customers are requesting that those parcels be delivered by Canada Post. And Canada Post is seeing a huge, huge increase in parcel volumes. And thus, they directly attribute that $51 million profit to the dramatic increase in parcels in Canada Post.
Right. Users of Canada Post have really been covering the cost as required, and yet I've noticed a bit of a disparity between the residential user and the business user in terms of both postage rates and businesses apparently are still going to get their home delivery, if you like. Residents don't have that, will not have that service anymore.
The dialogue was certainly going around that large business customers in downtown core areas would continue to get door-to-door delivery, that it was unrealistic to put up CMB sites in heavy downtown cores, you know, whether it be downtown Hamilton or downtown Toronto.
Yep.
I mean, could you imagine the corner of Bay and Queen, how many CMB sites you'd need to service all those towers? It's unrealistic.
Right.
But you're absolutely correct. They will continue to get door-to-door delivery. And yes, large volume mailers, businesses, do get discounted postage rates, unlike the average citizen of Canada.
Right. Okay, now we talked a bit about how to push back and try to stop this move to end home delivery and to add services, not take away services that are delivered by Canada Post. So for someone like me, you know, I'm worried about my home delivery ending. What can I do to fight back?
Well, you know, certainly we ask everyone to be as informed as is humanly possible. If they have questions about these issues, you know, by all means, give the union a call. You know, the union's phone numbers are readily available in local directories. You know, we ask citizens to contact their members of parliament and speak with them, you know, and tell them how disappointed they are in the government's movement here to eliminate door-to-door delivery. And not just talk to them on the phone, but go down and see them in person. Quite honestly, I know that the politicians generally don't take too many phone calls. They'll meet you in person a lot sooner than they'll take your call. And it goes a lot further to go down and meet with these politicians and have these dialogues with them. We're seeing individuals. We've had an individual, for example, out in the Metro Toronto area, an individual by the name of Tom Munch, who was so irate over the idea of potentially, in the very near future, losing his door-to-door delivery. He started to, on his own, go through the residential neighborhoods, ask individuals to sign petitions, and ultimately ran for city council in Toronto in Ward 2. And one of his major platforms that he was standing on was save door-to-door delivery. He took quite literally the union's campaign slogan in all of this and was putting it on all of his information. And this was without really he didn't ask us for our permission if he could do this. He just simply did this on his own. And guess what, Doug? He was elected to town city council in Ward 2 in Richmond Hill.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, people are taking the initiative on their own to start actions, to get involved. They understand that the only way you can stop government is to either change the government or become a part of the government and have a say in what's going on, have a say in your communities, have a say in city council, have a say in provincial legislature, or have a say in the federal House of Parliament. And people are starting to get irate and are getting fed up with this nonsense of politicians not listening and simply doing what they please. You know, and that's not something that was motivated by the union. These are people who are taking it upon themselves to do this.
Right, and a lot of them have, you know, there's a lot at stake. You think of people that have any kind of condition that affects their mobility, how this will really change their life. Instead of just going to the front door, they have to make their way down the street or wherever to go to a community mailbox.
Absolutely. You know, and if they want to get door-to-door delivery, then they have to submit a medical document from their doctor. The corporation has generated a form document that they expect the customer to take to their doctor and for their doctor to fill out, return it back to Canada Post, and then Canada Post has a medical department that reviews that information to determine whether or not you're entitled to maintain your door-to-door delivery or if you still have to go pick it up at a CMB site.
Right.
I think that's outrageous.
Yeah, for sure. And it's the current system of home delivery is so efficient, you know, that one letter carrier covers quite a good area, and there's no or very little in the way of greenhouse gas emissions. And I've always valued having the letter carriers do their rounds. It's more community building and eyes on the street, and you know it's just something nice to have in a neighborhood to have.
Absolutely.
That regular letter carrier coming by daily.
You know, you talk about eyes in the community. You know, I've been in Canada Post for 37 years now. Been around for a long time. I'm actually originally from Hamilton, started in Hamilton. And back in the 70s and 80s, we used to have a program for letter carriers called it was like a neighborhood watch program, where letter carriers would simply monitor their customers' mail. Especially, you know, for the elderly in particular, and you walk your route every day. You know who your customers are. You know their habits. And if we saw that mail wasn't being picked up on a regular basis, if something all of a sudden mail started to back up, you know, we would knock on the door, try to find out if something was wrong. you know, ask neighbors if they if they'd seen that individual for a period of time, and if necessary, we would notify the authorities. And certainly, on more than one occasion, individuals were saved as a consequence of that. We recently in Scarborough had a letter carrier who did precisely that on his own. He had noticed that one of his elderly customers did not pick up their mail for a couple of for the past day. Knocked on the door, couldn't get an answer. Peered through their door window and saw the customer lying on the floor. He immediately called 911, getting emergency services down immediately. And the individual was saved as a result. The individual had fallen the previous day and had been unconscious. And, you know, had that letter carrier not been there and not done that, where would that individual be today? We don't know.
Yeah. Right. It really is an important element of our community fabric to have a letter carrier, a very trusted government employee daily making the rounds and seeing and observing things like this, what's going on. So if our listeners wanted to take some action, now you've mm-hmm. already mentioned seeing their MPs. Is there a website that maybe they could go to? And I've noticed Save Home delivery signs around starting to pop up around our neighborhood.
Yes.
How would we get one of those?
Those are available through the CUPW local union office. Their office is located on Barton Street across from the Centre Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Just east of Ottawa Street on Barton. You're going to have to give me a credit union. I can't remember the name of the credit union. And they're up on the second floor. But as I say, if you look up their phone number, actually, I don't think they would mind if I... Would you mind if I say their phone number? I can say that I know their phone number.
Yes, yeah, certainly. That would be a big help.
The local phone number is area code 905-573-8700. Mm-hmm. If anyone calls that number... they'll be able to get you one of those signs and be able to have those types of dialogues with you about what you could do and how you can help. And correct me if I'm wrong, I no longer live in Hamilton. I now live in London. I believe that your Mountain MP is an NDP member of Parliament.
That's right.
Yes, NDP have been most helpful with us. They've been doing everything in their power to assist us in getting these messages out to the public, and certainly I would encourage anybody living on the Hamilton Mountain to get in touch with their member of parliament. I'm sure that gentleman.
That would be Chris Charlton.
Chris Charlton, that's what I thought. Yeah,
yeah. And
that Chris would be more than willing to help them in any way that he possibly can.
Okay. Well, great. Jerry, thanks for all this information, and we'll encourage people to get involved. Your union is certainly doing a great job of pushing back and trying to preserve home delivery and trying to improve the post office. So again, Jerry, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Doug. I appreciate it.
Okay, and that was Jerry DeVoe. He's the National Director for Ontario of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. And we were talking about the potential elimination of home delivery.